The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Cultivating an Islamic identity has been our ongoing topic. We have thus far discussed several topics and several dimensions of this massive topic. Last night, we looked at the concept of a fear of rejection, and that closed out our mini topic within this massive topic of the three barriers that sometimes are there in front of us when we're simply trying to now identify with Islam. And the three barriers that we had discussed, and they're very, very important, is this internalized Islamophobia, which of course results in this inferiority complex, a lack of certainty on the path of Islam, and a fear of rejection by those around us. When all three are there, that impedes our progress towards identifying as a Muslim, as a believer in God, as a submitter to God, essentially. And tonight I want to speak a little bit about the need to be distinct. So the first point I want to make tonight is that those of us who are afraid to be distinct, too late, it's already inside of you. The question is that where do you want to be distinct? In what capacity do you want to stand out in? That's more of a question, not the question that, oh, you know what, I just want to kind of blend with the crowd. No, you don't. You don't, I'm sorry. Yes, it might be an issue of shyness. I don't want to be up there. I don't want to be called out, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Right? Sometimes when I have classes and I'm asking somebody to recap my class from last week, from yesterday, can someone tell me? I'm looking at one student and they're sitting there, no, don't. I know the answer, but I can't speak up in the class. First point is, to my young guys and my young sisters who think for a second they don't want to be distinct, they do. It's already inside of them. It's a matter of managing that need. It's a very, very hassas point. Now, come to Nahjul Balagha of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Very famously, Khutbah Hammam, Khutbah 193. Hammam was a companion. Khutbah Muttaqin is another word of it. A revolutionary, life-changing sermon. If any of you want to begin to recite or read Nahjul Balagha, include this in one of the sermons that you visit right away. 193. Sermon of the Muttaqin. Pages and pages of those that Allah describes as the pious one. Someone like me should just pick one and do his level best to try to get that one line into his whole life. It's a heavy khutbah to the point where it took the life of Hammam at the end. He couldn't handle it. In there, Hammam approaches Imam Ali and says, please, everywhere I go, I hear muttaqi, muttaqi, muttaqi. Even in the opening idea of the Jummah khutbah, it is mustahab for the alim or the khatib, whoever is giving the khutbah, to say, to remind the people, please choose the path of taqwa. Every single Friday. Who are these muttaqi, he said. Can you describe them to me? Now Imam Ali, in true Imam fashion, you know, said very, very simply, look, fear Allah, do good, muttaqi. He says, no. I need more. That's not enough. Don't give me a generic answer. And sometimes the imam will do that, right? The imam will sort of kind of test to see how deep do you want me to go. Do good deeds, fear Allah, have belief, that's taqwa. No, Mawla, I want more. And then he begins his khutbah. Line by line, that khutbah is life-changing. The one line that fits in our discussion tonight, he says, فَالْمُتَّقُونَ فِيهَا هُمْ أَحْلُ الْفَضَائِلِ. Inside the pious ones, you'll find those who are the أَحْلُ الْفَضَائِلِ, the people of distinction, he would say. If the whole world's going one way, they're going to go the other way. Meaning down a rabbit hole of shaitan. We have to begin to train ourselves. My young guys, and this is very difficult, this topic is not easy, but as I keep pumping you up, if anybody can do it, you can do it. We have to be able to get to the point where if there is a room filled with people, 100 people who are wearing now bright white t-shirts, we have to be okay with the fact that I would walk into that gathering with my hot pink shirt on. Knowing full well, when I walk from the back to the front, every white t-shirt guy will look at my pink shirt because I'm going to stand out. I'm not going to be a white t-shirt guy. It's very hard. It's easy to wear a white t-shirt. You blend in. Nobody. After a while, you're one person. But to wear a hot pink or a tie dye or a bright red shirt now and walk through that is very difficult. Sometimes there are people that will just sit in the back. They don't want that long walk from the back to the front. All eyes will be on me. We have to be okay with that. We have to somehow find it inside of us through the three barriers I talked about to somehow be individuals who are distinct. Now, Islam is such a beautiful, balanced religion. It says, don't be to the point where you are somebody who is extreme. Okay, this libasis shu'rat, for example, they talk about clothing that actually, you know, makes you somebody who stands out in a negative way. There's got to be a balance. At the same time, we can't be those people who are afraid to take on the Islamic identity in our clothing, for example, if it means for a moment now, somebody at my no frills might sit there and stare at me. Or they might ask me, why are you wearing that hijab on your head? So to avoid all these confrontations and looks, I'm okay where I am. Literally, there are sisters who won't wear hijab for this very reason. And the mothers and fathers are trying to convince them. It goes back to these three barriers I talked about. Maybe all three, maybe one, maybe something else. But the first sifat and quality of the pious ones, Imam Ali says, they are okay with being distinct. And the word he uses, not isolated, ostracized. He says distinct. Which means that you have to have enough confidence to know inside of you that yes, while I don't look like everybody else, it doesn't make me lower, it doesn't make me inferior. In fact, it makes me, like I said, distinct. Okay? Now, how do we do that? I talked about very briefly last night as a segue to tonight, the idea of ilmun nafs, knowing yourself. When you begin to search inward a little bit, contemplation, a little bit of the break from the numbing devices. There's a lot of numbing devices my youth today face. I never faced those things. The most I faced growing up were video games maybe. Television for sure was a numbing device. That's the extent of it. But these guys have everything. And the thing was that now the numbing device is in their pocket. It's in their cars. It's been made legal in this country. And all these numbing devices are meant to kind of, you know, let's not get them to the point where they begin to kind of search inwards. Let's let them kind of, you know, numb.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.